My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, we're trying to track down Jeff Darlington. Jason's checking his number.
No, it's the right number.
Okay, you got the right number. Yeah. I know this. I'd been sending texts to somebody. I didn't get a response. I was like, this is weird. And then I checked my wife's. She had the same contact. I checked her number. And for some reason, the phone number I had was one number short. And so every text just went out in space. It didn't show me that it wasn't received.
The texts that I'm getting that need to stop yesterday are political texts asking me for money.
Well, I don't get any of those.
If you hit stop, it will stop.
I've blocked 100 of them, and they keep coming. I can't stop.
Yeah, I'm getting international calls. Why?
I don't know.
I get some
cyber attacks. Fire sale's about to begin. I just saw Live Free or Die Hard with Valdez.
I get phone calls.
Can't help myself.
I get phone calls for some sort of tax or debt relief all the time.
I would just never pick that up.
Oh, I get fake Coinbase emails.
You can't open those.
All the time.
Those need to be Coinbase with the quickness.
Email validation, right? You get the same ones?
Just I don't even open them. I see them. They instantly get deleted.
I mean, it's like, oh my God, these...
Everybody's fishing, desperate to steal your crypto. Yeah,
yes. The whole world is such a scam.
People are just coming after you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we hit the scans earlier in the show and talked about the roster cuts. I'm wondering, and we started to touch on this, when you look at the roster and you see what they have at receiver, you see what they have at offensive line and all the positional groups, which group makes you the most nervous?
Corner.
Receiver for me.
For me, it's the DBs.
Corners.
I think they're obviously going to try to pressure the quarterback to take some pressure off the corners. I just don't know if it's enough because right. I think Forbes is going to be exposed. I think St. Juice is overrated. Mike Davis is brought in from the Chargers. It seems like kind of a hastily put together group.
Maybe.
So I think, especially in the first few weeks where they're going to face Mike Evans, Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr., I think they're going to get exposed. Oh, I forgot to mention also Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, all in the first month. I think they're going to get exposed.
So the starters are either St. Juste and Forbes or St. Juste and Davis.
Right.
At safety, they've got Quan Martin and Jeremy Chinn.
The safeties are probably going to be okay.
They drafted Sandstrill, who's supposed to be really good.
Mm-hmm. Everyone loves him. They're not. I think people think he's going to play the slot, but they might have to bump him outside.
If the other,
so you guys are corners. Jason's receiver, and I want a lean receiver, but I'm also not sold on the offensive line.
Yeah, that's another area of concern. Clearly,
and we didn't see Jaden get pressured. According to PFF, I don't think they had one pressure on Jaden Daniels in his 15 dropbacks. Mm. So you could say, okay, offensive line doing good. Now, he got rid of the ball in like 2 seconds.
That was all by design. It was a very much quick game. Get the ball out of his hands.
So I'm guessing, because Coleman is hurt, that Cornelius Lucas is going to be your starting left tackle.
I'm just thinking they're banking on
Coleman. I feel like he's okay.
If Coleman's hurt, yeah, it's going to be Lucas.
And then your starting right tackle is Wiley. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody wanted him out of here last year.
He sucks.
Trent Scott is the backup.
Wiley sucks. The offensive line is a problem, but I do think it's going to be mitigated by a better running attack, Daniel's escapability, and his quick release.
Biadasz is an upgrade at center, at least
in theory.
We think he's going to be.
That was
same thing with
problem.
Allegretti at left guard. We think it's going to be. But of course, they brought in two free agents last year, right?
Right.
Well,
they do that every year.
Stop. Ron brought in bad free agents last year.
Right. But to JP's point, you thought, oh, well, they addressed it. They brought in Nick Gates. Everyone says he's a dog. And, that didn't work.
And the year before, it was somebody else. I can't remember.
Well, and then they brought in Wiley last year.
They brought in Norwell at the end of his career.
Yes.
He couldn't play.
He was a grumpy piece of garbage.
I know why you guys are questioning the DBs. I just think with receivers and a rookie quarterback and just a so-so offensive line, I mean, you got to score points to win games.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not going to win 10-7.
No, but they're going to rely on their running game a lot.
Okay.
And they're Eckler's going to be a huge part of this offense, I think.
I hope you're right.
And I think the tight ends are going to be a huge part. I think that's going to mitigate it a little bit.
I think when you have a rookie quarterback throwing to unproven, besides McLaurin, unproven receivers, that's a problem.
I think it's a smart bet that either Eckler or Zach Ertz is your second leading receiver after Terry McLaurin.
Probably. But I also think Oz is going to get more balls than you think. I think he's shifty. He's going to get himself open. I don't know. I just think they're going to spread it around, but they're not going to be, it's not going to be like some aerial attack of 40-yard bombs every series.
No, I mean, that'll get worked
JP's going to be annoyed because they're going to be throwing at little 7-yard patterns. You know what I mean?
I've got no problem with a short, quick game to help a young quarterback kind of ease his way in.
They're going to major in that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Get rid of the ball quickly. Just short routes, and then occasionally hit them for a deep shot. That's what I think it'll be.
We can open this up to callers. 800-636-1067. Preseason's done. Mm-hmm. They've made the cuts. The roster is set. I mean, there'll be some minor moves here, but generally speaking, the roster is set. What positional group are you most worried about?
I don't know.
Wide receiver, here's the thing. You want to help your quarterback. That's kind of the knock on the Patriots. They might start Drake May in week one. Jerod Mayo said something wacky. He basically said, Drake May won the competition.
He's better, yeah.
He's better, but we might start Jacoby Brissett.
You're getting thrown by weird coach talk. Drake May is going to start.
You think Drake May is going to start week one?
I think Drake May is going to start week one.
Because he did say,
you see his numbers in the preseason? His numbers were top five across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw it.
He's just trying to keep the opponent guessing, you think?
Yeah.
Well, no, I think he's going to name it this week.
Especially if Brissett is somewhat banged up and it seemed minor. The Patriots are going to be bad. They're going to win 3 or 4 games.
But my point
is,
why
wouldn't you give Drake May some of that?
Some coaches just want to kind of ease him in.
My point is that part of the reason that some people expected him not to start in week one,
right?
And we'll see if he starts, is that they don't have great weapons and they had tough schedules. So it was ease him in.
Yeah.
Bryce Young last year, a lot of people would give him the excuse, well, who does he have to throw to? Adam Thielen. And who else did they have last year? They've got Deontay Johnson now.
They had Terrace Marshall,
who they
number
cut.
Two, who they just released.
They didn't have much help for him. And I'm a little worried that Jaden, he doesn't have the explosive players, EB. You mentioned that earlier.
Well,
he's got guys he can throw to. Obviously, he's going to throw to guys. He's going to have completions.
Yes. But I don't have many guys. I think they have a couple, one or two. They could take it to the house at any given moment. That, they don't have a Tyreek Hill that's just going to break you down, and just embarrass you, humiliate you. We don't have anybody like that.
So almost do this in reverse. 800-636-1067. The positional groups you feel good about.
Quarterback.
Offense, quarterback.
Yeah.
I think running backs.
I like the running back room.
I kind of like the tight ends.
I like the tight ends. I like the linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
The D tackles.
I like the D tackles.
In theory, I like the D tackles.
All right.
Ends are unproven. We'll see. And I like the safeties. I like the punter.
Don't like the kicker. Cade York, I've got questions.
Kicker, I always like him until proven otherwise.
You never know.
So you like
Could
Cade
have a
York?
Good year.
I like kickers. So until proven otherwise, I like. There's no reason not to like Cade York yet. I mean, to hate him. Why would I hate him?
Yeah, I mean,
I have no reason to hate him yet.
If he's missing big kicks.
He starts missing the things that tilt me more. And I know they're going to tell you guys is extra points. When extra points are missed, I get tilted.
I don't think the defense can be worse. They finished last year in some.
They're
going to
be so much more aggressive.
I think they should be better. My only worry, and I think Dan Quinn, he's a defensive guy. Joe Witt, you hear all these great things, is they may just be under talented.
They might.
They don't have like we're talking about not enough playmakers on offense. That's true. They also may not have enough playmakers on defense.
I think that's true.
You're probably
but
right.
I think that they could still perform better. You can be coached up. You could perform better. Like our coaching staff last year. In hindsight, and I think we kind of knew it at the time, but I mean, it was just atrocious. You had a bunch of guys mailing it in. You had a guy, offensive coordinator, in over his head.
And then when Ron took over the defense, he had the gall to speak into a mic and say, "Well, I've been busy with so much else.
Now I get to coach
the defense." And yeah. It was worse than ever when he took over.
Yeah.
God, last year was just
it was a forest fire.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. You can chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines talking about the roster that is the Washington Commanders.
All right, let's go to Jim in Tysons. Hey, Jim, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. I love your show. You keep me going to work.
Thanks, Jim. Man. Appreciate it. Thank you. What's up?
I have a quick question for you guys, and then I'll comment. What percentage of the salary cap money did they spend on offense versus defense?
We could try to look that up for you.
We have to look it up, yeah.
We could try to look that up for you. Stay tuned, okay? Why? What is your point?
My point is I look at the offense, and I'm kind of confused because I don't see a ton of improvement on the receiver side. And I only see marginal improvement on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little bit puzzled. I know we can all blame Ron. We can blame the draft picks. But I'm just puzzled on what where the improvement is on the offense. We could all say Daniels, but just help me out. I don't see any improvement
Eckler,
on the offense.
Don't you think Eckler's going to be an upgrade? I think they think that Ertz has
better.
In him.
Eckler's better than Gibson from last year. If he's healthy.
Well, he's back agree. To 100%.
Yeah. Eckler could be the surprise addition of the offseason, I'm telling you.
And then at tight end, they added a veteran. Now, he's been banged up the last few years, but if he can stay healthy, he's good. And then they drafted a tight end in the second round.
I think is going to be a stud eventually.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you do that when your offensive line could be just moderately better than last year?
You got to get rid of the ball quick.
For his life.
You got to be running, really get rid of the ball quick. Yep. And he's been doing that. He's been getting rid of the ball in under 2 seconds.
Let's just assume it's a little bit better than last year because they added two free agents and then they drafted Brandon Coleman in the third round. So I think they'll be a little bit better.
Don't you think his wheels will keep defenses honest? They got to really be careful. They over pursue. He's going to burn them.
But don't we want to throw some downfield?
They'll get mixed in, but they're not going to major
in that.
Especially
if you have a bad offensive line where it takes you three and a half seconds to deliver it downfield. They may not want to do that a ton.
I think your concerns are legitimate.
Well, you guys just really hammered it. I love your takes, and I really appreciate talking with you this morning.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Very nice of you. Thank you, buddy.
Just quickly, it's hard to figure out.
Until they start playing.
Who's paid more, the offense or defense? Although it does look like six of the top 10 highest paid players on the team are on defense.
He was saying of new acquisitions.
Frankie Louvu signed a pretty big deal.
They gave Louvu good money. A lot of the guys were, most of the guys were 1 year deals.
They gave Doris Armstrong decent money, defensive player, pass rusher.
So just based on Biotis,
I see cash total here, if you go to us, is 14.95. That's the center.
Yeah.
That's a lot more money than Louvu got. Bobby Wagner is 6.5. Actually, Louvu's at 13. So
what
just
does
a little
Louvu
bit more. Allegretti got 7.5.
Well, what Louvu? Was Louvu's total contract?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You're going to make me go to a different
I thought he signed a 3-year deal.
He did sign a 3-year deal.
All right, while you look that up, let me go to Dennis. Let me see. Dennis in Reston. Hey, bud. What's up, Dennis?
Good morning, guys. Long time no talk.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, no, not much. I still watch the show every morning and everything. I just kind of hold back and listen and
all
see
right.
what's going on, you know? But anyway, to answer your question, it's just one of my main worries is what I worried about last year, and that is the good old name, Emmanuel Forbes. Still, I worry about him. They say, I mean, they kept him on the team, or at least this original 53, but I got a lot of questions there, you know, with that gentleman. With Emmanuel Forbes, and also my only next concern would be the offensive line in a couple places. The last caller, he asked about how did our offense really improve. In my opinion, I think our offense improved in a lot of ways. But I still got a couple questions regarding the offensive line because it's been so bad for so long. Until they prove me wrong again, I'm just going to be a little sketchy on them.
I mean, we have to hope Biotish and Allegretti and guys like that were brought in, like, hopefully they overperform, like that they're better than expected to help a porous offensive line.
Jason, here's the deals. I'll rip through them. Dorrance Armstrong, 3 years, $33 million. Luvu, 3 years, $31 million. Right. Biotish, 3 years, $29.25 million. Wiley, 3 years, $24 million. Allegretti, 3 years, $16 million.
Well, Wiley was a couple years ago.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Those other deals, you would assume they're going to play those out. I mean, Luvu's going to be here 3 years.
Yeah. I think they're expecting huge things from Luvu.
Yeah.
They went from basically just a non-existent linebacking crew, a position that completely ignored, to really, I think, the strength of the defense.
The real bargain, if he hits, is Eckler. Because they signed him to a 2-year, $8.4 million deal.
And I'm going to give Jason credit because I kind of slept on it too. But if he is back, and Cliff says he hadn't seen him, he looks amazing. If he's back to where he was in 2022, 2024, it's the offseason acquisition of the year.
Well, that means he's catching like 80 balls.
Yeah.
I mean, he may not have as big a role because Robinson can catch balls too.
Yeah.
But
if you're going to throw the ball to one of those two guys, you're going to throw it to Eckler before Robinson. I know Robinson is better at it than people give him credit for, but if you're going to pick one of the two to major in to throw balls to, if he's healthy, it's Eckler.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.